You know who it is, and you know what time it is. Time to piss off some feminists, trad cucks, and whoever don't want to know the truth. Oh well, let's get started. What is going on, gents? It's RPM here, reporting from Mobile Command. Gentlemen, just when you think you have seen it all, a whole new level of clown world is opened for all of us to see. Now, Young Ripper 59 recently covered this, and when I did a quick Google search, I would almost say that I was shocked by what I found. However, we are in clown world, so nothing really surprises me anymore. Now, this article was published on the 30th of November. De Blasio opening first legal, quote-unquote, shooting gallery for drug users in the U.S. Now, I'm going to call these people exactly what they are, dope fiends. With just 4 weeks left in office, Mayor Bill de Blasio launched the country's first legal shooting galleries Tuesday morning, calling them safe havens for dope fiends, shortly before five people overdosed at just one of the clinics on opening day. Overdose prevention centers are a safe and effective way to address the opioid crisis. I'm proud to show cities in this country that after decades of failure, a smarter approach is possible, de Blasio said in a statement. Boy, I'm going to take this moral argument that they're trying to present, and I'm going to talk about a topic that's near and dear to me. The nonprofit-run centers, New York Harm Reduction Educators on East 126th Street in Harlem and Washington Heights Corner Project on West 180th Street opened Tuesday. Interesting. Now, these tend to be predominantly Black communities. We have had some overdoses today. Kaylin C., Senior Director of the Programs at New York Harm Reduction Educators, told The Post, quote unquote, they survived. She said, oh, that's supposed to be a moral victory. Yes, we helped these poor, downtrodden people. We helped them. We gave them a place to go, and they survived their overdoses. The Washington Heights Corner Project barred press from visiting the site or speaking with staff. A rep for the nonprofit did not respond to questions, but the owner of a nearby business said he saw someone taken away in an ambulance. Quote unquote, I think what they're doing is they're promoting this, which is awful, said the business owner, who declined to be named, citing concerns that his shop would be vandalized. The two Manhattan locations were chosen based on quote unquote health need and depth of program experience, according to the health department. Let's go ahead and take a slight detour with this. I think those areas were chosen because let's take a trip back to the Boondocks, for all of you who know that series, and the Luther Burger. What happened in that area where the restaurant was opened? I'll let you guys put what happened in the comment section. And what was the ultimate outcome? See, this is something that's going to be going further down the line. The sites will provide clean needles and social services, but users must bring their own drugs. Wow. Just wow. Now, correct me if I'm wrong. Isn't transporting illegal drugs a crime? Just saying. Oh, and by the way, you can smoke crack in these places. Yeah. Last year, over 2,000 New Yorkers died of drug overdoses, the highest since the city started tracking the figures in 2000. The most common drug involved in the fatality is opioids. Between January and March this year, another 596 people lost their lives due to addiction. A city health department study found that the sites could save up to 130 people a year. The mayor tried to push the controversial proposal to open a total of 4 sites before, but was blocked by Governor Andrew Cuomo and President Donald Trump, who both opposed the plan. Yet they had to throw Trump in. They just had to throw Trump into this. City Council Minority Leader Joe Borelli was skeptical, about the program's effectiveness. Quote unquote, British Columbia has led North America into safe injection sites, all while crossing overdose death milestones every year, every month. How anyone can see this as a solution to a serious problem is beyond me. Never mind the concerns of the neighbors, Borelli told the Post Tuesday. Rep. Nicole, Maliotakis, I'm pretty sure I butchered that, whose district includes Staten Island and parts of southern Brooklyn, called on the Department of Justice to block the sites, noting that under former President Donald Trump, the DOJ said that such sites would violate the Federal Controlled Substances Act. Miliotakis wrote U.S. Attorney General Merrick Garland Tuesday, urging him to quote unquote take swift action to enforce federal law. The Congresswoman cited a January 2021 Third Circuit Court of Appeals ruling that determined that it was a federal crime for a supervised injection site run by a Philadelphia nonprofit to allow consumption of illegal drug use at its location. Instead of focusing on the root cause of the drug epidemic, Mayor Bill de Blasio is enabling drug cartels that continue to break our laws, smuggle illegal drugs over our borders, and prey on our children, she said. Crime and fentanyl use are at record highs because of open borders, botched drug, bail reform, and anti-police policies that keep releasing criminal drug dealers back onto our streets. Opening taxpayer-funded, harrowing shooting galleries is not a proper solution. These centers are not only encouraging drug use, but they will further deteriorate our quality of life, she said. De Blasio has largely turned a blind eye to daytime drug sprees in major city hubs like the Garment District and the Triangle Plaza hub in the Bronx. My. Now, we have a situation in which dope fiends can go to certain places and get their fix. Now, how am I going to flip this on its head and talk about something that's near and dear to me? Yeah, pay to play. Now, how is it that we've gone so far down this rabbit hole of clown world to where we can allow dope fiends to get their fix, but an everyday, average, tax-paying, law-abiding man can't go and purchase the services of a woman of the night? My God, I cannot believe this. Actually, Yes, I can believe this. I actually can believe it. Why? Because we still need everyday average men to be controlled by their libido to control their productivity. How is it that in 2021, pay for play is still illegal? I just can't understand it. I've never grasped the concept, because I'm willing to guarantee if those same dope fiends could go to a brothel and solve their problems, there'd be a hell of a lot more happy men out there. Because let's just go ahead and say what it needs to be said. The majority of drug users tend to be men who are what? Depressed. Or whatever happens. But I'm willing to guarantee you, legalized, regulated, and taxed brothels will definitely solve a lot of problems that drive men into drug use. Just saying. But oh, no. No. There are two moral arguments that people love to use that I absolutely cannot stand when it comes to the topic of pay to play or soliciting the services of a lady of the night. The first one, I wouldn't want my daughter to be a prostitute. Sir, ma'am, if your daughter decides to become a prostitute and she is 18 years old or 21 and she no longer lives with you, guess what? You got no control over that. You got no control over it. Only thing you can say is, if I find that this is the path that you've taken, then there will be consequences. Possibility, we will disown you. However, it's your life. You do what you feel necessary, but just be prepared to accept the consequences. And the second moral argument, all prostitutes are drug addicted streetwalkers. And we know that is the furthest thing from the truth. Why? Because guess what? The streetwalker is actually the lowest rung in the prostitute hierarchy. Oh, yeah. The fact that people still look at prostitution via, now we have to go back in history for this. The Blaxploitation movie is what thrust the image of the pimp and the prostitute into mainstream America. Oh, yeah. See, when we talk about this topic, it's always the streetwalker that is the first thing that comes up. And the pimp with the big fuzzy hat, the platform shoes, smacking his hoes around. However, a little bit further research, there's actually four levels in the prostitute hierarchy. The streetwalker, which is the bottom rung, which is the most visible, which is where everybody wants to focus their efforts and say all prostitutes are streetwalkers. No, only about 10%, believe it or not. Then you have the brothel. Then you have the massage parlor. And at the top of the hierarchy, the escort or the call girl. Yeah. But people still in 2021 refuse to get past the whole streetwalker. But once again, if we can have places where dope fiends can go to shoot up, why can't we finally have legal brothels in all 50 states? I'm just asking, because I think it's high time people got off their high horses, because, you know, if men can go, you know, buy sex, then they won't get into relationships. Look around. Men have run away from relationships anyway. At least if there is a flat rate, you could probably entice more men to actually work harder, because they know they can finally go pay for what they truly want. Now, insofar as the whole incel, which I still don't believe in, yeah, you can solve that problem too. But just saying, If they're going to sit here and say that dope fiends can go get their high, then why can't the everyday average law-abiding tax-paying man go and get what he truly desires at a safe establishment too? Just saying. But let me know what you guys think. Read the article. Now for this one, I can't even say that this is women's fault. I can't. But ladies, for once, you get a pass on this one. However, the next article that I'm going to cover, I'm coming guns a-blazing. Just saying. That's all I got to say for this one. RPM, I am out.